dungeon. Follow our brave adventurers as they explore the greatest dungeon ever built. Will they survive? Will they escape? Will they do it all? Only one thing's for sure. It's the role-playing challenge of a lifetime. RPGNPP.com, in association with Bradford University Role-Playing Society, presents AEG's The World's Largest Dungeon.
I seem to recall from the first edition Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, you can mess around with, you mess around with lightning bolts and.
Yeah, you can make
no
lightning
bolts. Things. They don't
bounce these days.
Oh, it's just not fair, this third edition! First edition!
No bouncing
fireballs,
lightning bolts!
Fireballs, great! Lightning bolts bounce them around the room like ricochet bullets, but not anymore!
Surprisingly, physics has now taken over.
It's a realm of high fantasy and magic. What else physics got? And then they remove the physics of the fireball. What? You can't have one and not the other.
It's true.
You remove the physics of fireball, but you give...
Tell Blanket to send an
look at the pretty lights.
And then his lizard will come in, and then the lightning will hit the lizard and we come out.
We don't know if the trap has a reset time.
Doop-de-doo.
If it wasn't for the fact you died that hit you, you could have just charged through because you're quite good at avoiding it.
I know I should have gone and helped you.
Well, no, but if it has a reset time, I can just charge after it.
Okay, I'm gonna.
And if it doesn't, you end up a piece of charred meat in the corridor.
I'm dead.
Am I pretty certain I know where it comes coming from?
You know exactly where it comes from. You're pretty sure you know.
Do I know how the area on the floor where you have to be to set it off?
Hey!
You think the trigger is passing under the door.
Oh,
maybe the bodies don't have to be live bodies. We've got some bodies we can trigger, we can punch them through, see what happens. Here's some dead bodies.
We've got Sturges.
Well, Sturge bodies, they're still bodies.
No, we said cat's eye.
Imagine our cats with wings that are pointy nose.
They're small. They're small.
They're tiny.
They're not
cat size.
They're not diminutive.
Cat-sized
spoons. Okay, go and get
some. Yeah, I'll probably go get some Sturge bodies.
Okay.
Get some up in a basket or something. Scoop some from the rogues on squishy spoons.
Okay.
The ones that are mostly whole, not the snicker snack one and a half of.
Okay.
And we take a whole lot of Sturge bodies and we'll wander back and go.
Throw them in the door.
Stand away from the door to the side and lob one through.
The lightning bolt hits it.
Another one, quickly.
The lightning bolt hits it.
Oh, damn it!
And the third one, just to be sure.
The lightning bolt hits it.
Damn!
Throw two in at once.
Okay. Throw one at the same time as you come out. And then there's 50% chance.
Throw two in first.
But that your bad throwing skill will hit them and they'll both be hit by it.
throw two in it, exactly.
Oh, good idea. Two! Double-handed, throw two through the door.
One of them is hit by a ball.
Yes!
Woo!
Down! No, it's only a 50-50 chance.
No! Because we throw two in again, and that makes it a 33% chance.
Throw them all in.
Throw them.
No, a pile of Sturges in a basket through the door.
No, we can't fight our way out.
They're destroyed by the lightning bolt, so can we...
They're pretty much blasted to crap by the lightning.
So we've still got one on our side now.
Yes, you had 22 to start with. Not including parts.
I'll go back for parts and just look up for a few.
Yeah. That was a very good plan. Actually.
Yeah.
That's
all.
We're good.
Yeah. Damn. Okay. How many? Right. Well, a whole group of us from outside can each throw two in.
Yes.
As they're running out
together. So therefore, if I can throw two, you can. That means we can throw six in reasonably without.
And we could throw one back the other way.
Yeah.
Which will make seven, plus eight, means there's only a 12.5% chance of them getting hit.
Each.
No, in total.
So 6% chance each.
I'm happy with
those.
How are you?
Yeah, I'll do that. Actually, we've got them to spare. We may as well have six more three on our side.
Yeah.
So, no, you don't think coordinating yourself, but you're both through the door. I think it'd probably be best if you carried the thief.
Yes.
However, understanding how it works, if one of you is hit, you will both be hit.
Until you evade around him,
you just drop a nut down your top. It's like with Theo by any chance.